This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. King salmon have been returning younger and in lower numbers than predicted in much of the state. That has biologists wondering what is happening to the kings in the ocean. KYUK's Johanna Urich reports on research that seems to indicate a predator may be involved.
Caitlin Manishin from the College of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences at the University of Alaska Fairbanks caught everyone's attention at the recent Alaska Marine Science Symposium when she showed data from one of the three-year ocean king salmon her team caught and tagged to better understand what was happening to kings in the midst of the ocean.
My lab put pop-up satellite tags on large immature Chinook salmon outside of Dutch Harbor, Alaska, in both summer and winter months. So these tags record depth, temperature, and light, and we got some pretty unexpected results.
She pointed to a graph generated from data from one fish caught, tagged, and released on December 18th. The data shows a fish swimming up and down in the water with temperatures of 6 degrees Celsius in the Bering Sea and normal changes in light.
Then all of a sudden, on December 27th, the temperature jumps up to a balmy 26 degrees Celsius, and the tag records complete darkness for over 3 days.
The question is, what happened? What could warm the temperatures and turn off the lights? Researchers looked at the temperature. It's much warmer than that of cold-blooded fish, but not as warm as marine mammals.
We concluded that the tag is inside of the stomach of a salmon shark.
The team got the same results from close to half of the fish they released and retrieved tag data from. That's a high percentage in anyone's book. But after Manishin's presentation, other scientists pointed out that these tags are so big, they may make it easier for sharks to capture the king salmon. Furthermore, because sharks can detect electromagnetic signals, her tags may make it easier for sharks to track the kings. That could seriously skew her results.
That is definitely a possibility. It's a large tag on a fish, so it could be a lure.
Caitlin Manishin's not stopping. She plans to look deeper and try to sort out the effects predation combined with earlier salmon maturity may be having on the king salmon run. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.